Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Tenaislin. Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom. Yes, yes, yes. Working with the podcast here on the air, here after the Shabbat podcast here on the air. Let's just ride up, bring in some music right here for a moment while we just get certain things set up for this first sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong right here, here, here.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days already inside your home. Send me Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra. The kokvoch samayin asget kohulum tahayin asaye meskalabra. The kokvoch samayin asget. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Now, massive, don't know, said the child family, in at the building. Represent me, I represent man. That tell us a brand new thing I wrote. Think called Perfect Storm Rhythm, courtesy Zion I King. Think called Rhythm Series Volume 7. You don't know, it's coming out on the 26th of January on the I-grade label. Big up Tippy and the family, you don't know already, my brother. You don't know the thing said. Think called Sneak Preview. Here the one they know.
Hey,
yes, Revelation.
I love you. Yeah.
Think called my everything. You know what?
Is in control, why worry?
Yeah,
until they are on the journey, regeneration, next millennium.
One
Mr. Jah, time, don't hurry. Jah is in control, why worry? Until they are on the journey, regeneration, next millennium. My people stay dominant, yeah, stay militant. Don't make them play your life, no instrument. Reunited, it's the only way we can face the fight ahead. Showing more patience, more diligence. I beg you, cool down the violence. Yeah. In the absence of love, nothing no makes sense. Stand together, show the world your magnificent resilience. Yeah. So don't hurry, that is in control. Why worry? But we're still there up on the journey. All of my generation, next millennium. Take time, don't hurry.
Yeah,
God is in control, why you worry?
Wow.
Come on, we all of my gentlemen.
Now, Master, when I'm done, you have to know.
Such a little tip, the girl can live it be.
She can't deny.
It's a little bit of a kind of plastic, a little bit.
Just to live, you know what?
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
במזמור דאוויד בתנאה הולה בשם האב ואל ומנפס קדוס אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לקהל וכיבר לתלסו כיבר לחייל וכיבר לתלמה וחייל אלה שעה רק לפרעי אג'ד יאווי Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send Bethlehem. And better the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat. Lord and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Shabbat shalom, send us salam here, Bereishi. In beginning, in the beginning, going to ride out with more some reasonings on this first sabbatical study here for the first Shabbat Strong right here. That was Born African. This is Brian Teo with the Sabbath Day.
Make no delay. Jaja is here. More fire beams, the giant and sing to me king. Bless the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day is Saturday. Bless the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day is Saturday.
Shalom, Simba, Salam, Ras Tio with Sabbath Day. So here at the first sabbatical study here, RSS number one, Bereshith, with Shabbat Bereshith, in the beginning, in translation, bringing out the Hebrew, in beginning, Bereshith, Bereshith, in Reshith, Rashith, defined in the Proverbs as wisdom. I divine feminine principle, as Yeshua HaMoshiach says, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. I'll get in some questions and answers even before the Aliyah and the Aliyot here, as we at the beginning, the groundation, as we mentioned, there's certain key words, key revelations right here that follow through with the full of sabbatical studies. So there are about, let's go to some, just a number of basic questions. We have about 90, not to get through all of it right here, right now. The After Shabbat podcast, maybe a few of them we can also pick up with on the first day, a.k.a. the Sunday service, about 90 basic questions. So here we have the code. Much of the codes, the scriptures, the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament is found right here. Even Bereshith, in beginning, at the beginning. But since we're having some sound difficulties and trouble, hopefully everything is, you know, more or less, you know, good, you know, even very good, you know. We'd like to ride out with another tune that was going to play First Light for the TJIF. One of the listeners had recommended this tune right here, and here with Bereshith in the beginning. This is a good tune right here to share. This is Lloyd Starr Clark for a tune called Hell in Heaven. Sima, 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 here. Shabbat shalom, simba salam, shabuah tov. Hear this. Yes, I. So here. Grab your pen and paper. Sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E. Bring a willing and attentive heart and mind right here. Going to go through some questions and answers on this first sabbatical study here for the Shabbat Strong for Shabbat. Bereshis, in beginning, in wisdom. Here. So grab your pen, your paper, your debtor, your discipleship copy book right here. Going to ride up. We have about 90 questions, reasonings here. As we say, there's codes here, and hopefully as we get to study together, we can point to it so that we can know the truth for ourselves by seeing the Hebrew code, the HD code. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm right here. Just give a first ear for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 146.
Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
Creation, creation, creation. creation, creation, creation. From creation.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. Chapter 1. The Holy Bible, the King James Version. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God...
So here's some questions for the Chabarim right here, 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 from this first sabbatical study, RSS number one, Rastafari sabbatical study number one, here for this Torah reading and feeding, here for Shabbat Bereshis, in the Hebrew, Sabbath, Genesis, Shabbat Bereshis, Senbet Bemejemeria, here, here, here. So we have 90 questions right here at the first sabbatical study right here. Let's go through a few of them before the Aliyah, before we share the Aliyah, the reading right here. Here, the Torah reading for this first is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Yeshaya, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5 to chapter 43, verse 11. Now in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadith Kidan, reading, New Covenant reading, we have John chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 14, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 11, focus verse, verse 36, and the Chazon Yohanan, Revelation of John, Revelation, chapter 4, verses 11, and chapter 22, verse 13. But here, for the sabbatical study, we have question one. What is the first letter of the Bible? Hebraically speaking, from the Hebrew, from the HD, the Hebrew definition. What is the first letter, or in the Hebrew we say the ot, ot. Ot is a word also that can refer to a sign. What is the first ot? Right, the ot harishon, the first letter of the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew scriptures. And we find this in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We have Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aret in the Hebrew. The first letter of ha-Torah, of Jah's direct instruction, is the Beit. Beit, some enunciate as Bayit. Bayit, Beit. The Hebrew B, the Bet. Bet, Bayit, Beit. That begins with the word Bereshit. Bereshit. Some enunciated as Bereshit, Bereshit, a letter that is composed of three wows, three vavs, which add up to the numerical value of 18. And 18, Hebraically speaking, is the same value for the Hebrew word sound chai, 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 or life. The house, the Beit. Beit, the first letter, also signifies house. The house of creation is then the life of the universe. So we have the Hebrew letter Beit, the B. Beit, that signifies house in one form, Beit, house, and Bat, which also refers to daughter. So we have house, Beit, and Bat, and daughter. So the house of creation are, daughter. The house of creation is then the life, the chai of the universe. Question two. What does the word bereshith mean? Bereshith. What does bereshith mean? Also in Genesis chapter 1 at the very first verse. So bereshith. Barashit comes from the Hebrew reshith, pointed as reshith, meaning first or best, the first or best. So here's where we go to the scripture, to compare scripture with scripture. Here we're going to go to the Psalms. Psalms 111. I'm going to just grab the Hebrew right here, the Sefer Tehillim. Psalm 111. At the 10th verse, Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. And here in Psalm 111, verse 10, the plain English is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Also important, Reshith connection in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, wisdom, Chokmah. Chokmah, as Yeshua HaMoshiach Rabbeinu says, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So here we have the divine feminine principle, even in the beginning, Reshith, Bereshith, in beginning, in Reshith, in Chokmah, in wisdom. So here in Psalm 111, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, at the Yod, the 10th verse says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do thereafter. His praise endureth forever. His praise, his eyes, endureth forever. Now, that's going to say for the Tehillim, the English translation. So from low degrees to high degrees, let's go to right here. Let's just compare this with the KJV, King James Version, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do. And now, italicize, if you look in your Bibles, King James Version, low degree to high degree, starting out here at the basic degree of I and I study, you'll see that his commandments in the King James Version is italicized. What do we teach and show and prove? That anywhere you find, or majority, let's just say the majority of places that you find italicizations in the King James Version, those words are not found in the Hebrew, but are supplied by the translator, some say for a sense of context. So here, according to the King James Version, this verse would read, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, because it is also italicized. So the fear, the reverence of Yahweh, the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do. His praise endureth forever. Or if you read the italicized sections in there that are not in the Hebrew, we're going to show and prove right here. Here we have, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Remember, his commandments in the King James Version italicization are not there. His praise endureth forever. So here from the Hebrew, right, here from the Hebrew we have, in the Hebrew it says, Reshith Chokma Yirat Yahuwah Kel Sekel 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 Tov Likol Asehem 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 Likol Asehem. Let's see, yeah, okay, yeah, l'kol oseihem, for all doers, basically, it says for all, l'kol, for all, osei, right? We have osei, right, oseihem, for all the doers, for all the doers. Last part, it says, tehilato, tehilato, omedet, la'ad. And his Tehillah, the Ilulta, the Ilililil, the Hallel, the Tehillah, Tehillato, his Tehillah, his praise, his Isis, his Ilulta, Omedet, Omedet, stand, to say endure, stand, right, from the Ahmad. Ahmad to stand. Here we have Omedet, stand, la'ad, stand forever, or stand for like onward, like going on, like in content, in itinuity, continuity. There we go, continuity. So here the verse again. We have reishis. First word is reishis, as we have in bereishis. And then the next word connects with her identity, the identity of the mother being revealed, chakma, or somebody then says chokma in Hebrew, chakma, pointed here as chakma, speaking of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Let's go there right here, because let's connect the dot right here, because when one's asked, well, is this all he, and where's the woman, where's the feminine? Well, it's in the Hebrew. You know what I mean? It just, I guess, got lost in translation, or they lost her in translation, so to speak, right? But Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom, chokmah, reishis. It says, wisdom is the reishis. King James Version says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, get chokmah. And with all thy getting, get bina. Also another defined in the Hebrew as a feminine principle, bina. So we have chokmah and bina. In fact, elsewhere in Proverb, it says like they're like sisters, right? There's like kinswoman, and call wisdom sister, and understanding, overstanding thy kinswoman. But here, it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, here's the Hebrew key, where it says wisdom, chokmah, right, is the reishis, right? Therefore, get chokmah, get wisma, right? And with all thy getting, get bina. It says, exalt her in verse 8, and she shall promote thee, she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Then it says right here in verse 9, she shall give to thine head, thy rosh, thy ras, a ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee the eye. But the focus verse is verse 7, Proverbs, the Mashal, right, the Mashlim, or the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7, where it points out that wisdom is the reishis, And so how do we define, or how is reishis defined, right, the reishis? The reishis is defined, right, first of all, the reishis simply is a feminine head, right? Just when we say reish or rosh in Hebrew, it's a head, and the feminine form of it is reishis or rashit, right? Rashit, right? Now we have Psalm 111 verse 10, which says that reishis, the beginning, or reishis, the principal, reishis, the first, reishis chokmah, reishis is chokmah, right? The beginning, right, is wisdom. Now, some might interpret it as the beginning of wisdom, right? But, you know, Hebraically, we can debate that here. The beginning is wisdom. Yirat, the reverence, the respect, Yahuwah, of he who be who he be. Sekel tov. Sekel is to say like understanding, skill, right? To be prudent, to be circumspect, good. Circumspection is good. Good circumspection, lekol of all, osay, right? Of all the doers, osay him, of all that do them, right? Tehillato, his praise, his elilta, his hallel. Tehillato, omedeta la'ad, goes on and on and on. So here, there's a note here, and here points to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, by what's called fear, or yirat, right? Which is more Hebraically to say reverence, respect, right? Reverence of he who be who he be, coupled with a hatred of that which is ra'a, or evil. By reverence is to be understood the perception of the awe that's mentioned in the previous verse, even in today's, or in the psalm we have here, Psalm 110, the previous verse, verse 9 says, he hath sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Here it says, holy and awful and awe-inspiring is his name, Kadosh V'Nora Shemo, his name, the Yahweh, Yahweh. So the connection right here, right, the mention in the previous verse, this perception, right, this perception must be, this consciousness, we can say, must be the starting point of a life of a liberty that is to be lived on a higher plane, a higher consciousness than the basic, we could say, animal existence, right? The particular plane, the man is an animal, according to the Hebrew. Man is an animal because the same high that man has, right, is the same descriptor of the animal, we could say, creation forces that's called the animals, the high, hayat, hayi, than just a mere animal, the basic existence. Now, the next psalm, we're in Psalm 112, right, it works out this thought in detail for those who seek to continue the thought and the reasoning. A good understanding, man's ideal is to find grace and good favor. The same phrase in the Hebrew, right, in the sight of Ha'ilahim, of Elohim and man, thus finding that true cross. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, building on that. Good understanding, the bina, right? Good understanding says the get, right? Get wisma, right? Wisdom is justified, Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri. And our rabbi, the rabbi said that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So we find wisdom even here in the first word of the beginning. A good understanding is just to get understanding, right? Good understanding, bina, giveth grace in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Some have defined this as that fine sagacity or a delicate spiritual iritical tact that is the reward of conscientiousness. And his praise right here, Tehillato, just zooming in on some of the main phrases here, Psalm 111, verse 10, his praise, his eyes, is his elilta, hallel, hallelu, Tehillato, that's the word Tehillato, at the root halal, right, Tehillato, his praise, his eyes, all the attributes of Ha Elohim, the true power, the nature of natures, that demand man's praises, eyes are like his righteousness, tzidkato, eternal, on and on and on. Thus, like this, the psalmist rounds off his psalm, Psalm 111, by returning to the thought with that he began it, returning to the thought. So we have recursion of thought, like sacred geometry, the spiral, right? That wheel in the wheel, right? That fractal, right? Sacred geometry, returning, recursing, right, to its beginning. And it gives the reason for the hallelujah. For the hallelujah prefix to it. Oh, a note right here in the season for this sabbatical, the hallelujah, also today's daily psalm means more kof meme, wow, kof meme, vav. But here, still in the questions, some of the basic questions here in Bereshit, and we're just at this second question that asks, what does the word Bereshit mean? Now, it's translated as in the beginning, but properly pointed either as Bereshit or as Bereshit, seeing that Reshit is the feminine form of Resh or Rosh. Rosh, Resh, different dialects, same language. Ras, Ras, Ris, Ras, head. So we have the feminine head right here, meaning the first or the best, right? The principle, right? Note that this does not necessarily mean the beginning. It does not necessarily mean, as it has been translated, as we show you elsewhere, when it says the beginning of wisdom there in Proverbs 4 and 7, it says that chokmah, right, reishis, that wisdom is reishis. So it's not necessarily the beginning, right, in a temporal sense, right, ha-rishon. In the Hebrew, also rishon, is from the same Hebrew ras, or head, rishon, the first. But rather a primacy, or even a sense of rulership over all that exists. Because remember what Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 1, Hebraically is telling us, is that it's in wisdom, chokmah. We could say the womb, right, of creation in chokmah, and she in wisdom, bara, right, Elohim, that Elohi created, right, that Elohim, the powers in singularity, right, the powers in singularity created the heavens and earth. And then for further proof in Proverbs chapter 8, get into Proverbs chapter 8, where more details concerning even Bereshit are brought forward. Indeed, the word Bereshit, it includes the root, Hebraically, the root idea of head, right? Often pointed as Rosh, right? Rosh, Resh, Ras, Rosh. This suggests the head of all things, the head of all things, Bereshit. That is HaMoshiach, the Messiah, the creative word, the Divrei, right, the Dabar of Ha'ilahim, who is the head, the Rosh, the Ras, of all beginning and authority, and through whom and for whom all things were created, according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Third question right here. Why does HaTorah, why does the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, begin, right, with God's name? Why doesn't it begin with God's name? Let's say it like that. Why doesn't it begin with Elohim's name, with Ha'ilahim's name, with the Elohim's name, right? It begins, God created, right, in the beginning, or in wisdom, right, Elohim, and not Yahweh or the Hashem. Why? This is said to teach I and I, to teach I and I not to pronounce Ha'ilahim's name in vain. Alternatively, it is a token, some say a sign of Ha'Elohim, the almighty power, the power of power, the nature of nature's own humility. Gentile kings wish to place their names before everything else. Have you noticed that the kings of the nations? The kings of the nations, they wish and desire to place Shemot, their names, before everything else. Yahweh, Jehovah, Hashem, places his name, Shemo, the Hashem, in the middle, or we can say the heart, in the heart of things, in the middle of things, so to speak, or if one may dare say, in the heart of things. Question 4, what existed before Elohim created the heavens, the Shemaim, HaShemaim and HaAretz, and the earth and the earthly plane? Answer, we do not know. And we are also advised, right, in the spirit, right, of the word, not to probe too deeply, right, without anything to go on, especially, right, into such mistatir, into that which is hidden, or such mysteries. We take it on the emuna, some say faith, or emuna, the emet, the hymenot, the credit, the admittance as truth, that HaElohim, HaElohim, that Xavier created the universe at the precise instant that he desired for reasons of his own inscrutable will, because he is sovereign, so that's in his sovereign will. Now, there is some debate, however, as to whether Elohim created everything in an instant like a snap of the finger, you know what I'm saying? And the description of the other, quote, days, end quote, were revelations of things already performed on the original day. So there's some debate among ones and ones, whether Elohim created everything in an instant, like the snap of the finger, right? A big bang, so to speak. And the description that we have of the other, quote, days, end quote, these here are revelations of things already performed on the original or the first of the first day. Or whether we should read the text as some read it literally, right? A six-day period of creation, like 6 days as we count days today. So there's some debate among one and one. Now, there's also a debate on whether creation began, right, on Abib, you know, Abib, the month of Abib, right, where we have the beginning of the first of the moons leading to Pesach, the Passover, or, which is the first month Hebraically, or in Tishri, or the seventh month, the seventh moon, relative and related to Jerusalem, and in particular related to Zion and Jerusalem. Here, we just insert a footnote for the Chaverim, the Talmudim. On this note, let's look at the Kibbutz Neges. The Kibbutz Neges, our Ethiopic Talmud, the Kibbutz Neges, the teaching there, and compare that first, the first couple of chapters in the Kibbutz Neges, the Queen of Sheba and only son Menelik. We have studied this before in connection with Genesis, and we find that the order of the Kibbutz Neges is a sabbatical, especially in the early chapters. There's a very sabbatical order. So it gives some light and illumination to what the ancient, you know, sages and scholars of Jaword had brought forward. And it's I and I own, when we say Talmud, we're using that Hebraically as an operative word, as it is a teaching. Give us a teaching of His Majesty, the Kibbutz Neges, right there, as a footnote right here in connection to whether creation began, right, on Nisan or Abib, right? And this is where we have the April-May time, right? Or whether it began 7 months later, we have the civil new year, Tishri, as it's relative and related to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. But then we find in the Kibbutz Neges, it speaks of Zion, of Zion, even in principle, before all. So the Zion is connected with Jerusalem. You know, these are two spots that are in the same neighborhood. As we would Aliyah in the holy days, three times in the year, all the males to appear in the place that Hashem sets His name. The first place in going up that we would reach is the castle of great King David, which is known as Zion, symbolic of the monarchy. And then we continue to ride up and to go up to Mount Moriah, where we have Yerushalayim and Jerusalem, you know, at the top. So just to point that out right there. A couple more questions here before we ride off the Aliyah to touch on the Psalm just a little more here. We have today's daily Psalm 146, but we got a lot to cover here in the beginning, because it says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. So the better that we can understand, get a good standing, come to overstanding, right, of Bereshit in the beginning, we can discern, you know, the time. We can tell the time. So here, question four, what existed? Touched on that right there. Question five, how was the earth described, according to a literal reading of Genesis, just after its creation, namely in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. How was the earth described? So here, let's just go here, KJV. And for the fellow disciples, the Talmudim, the Rastafari disciples here, Rastafari Yeshiva on the ear and in the irid, I would advise, and I often utilize the Scofield Study Bible for its notes, some very interesting notes, and we found that much of its notes, I can't say all, but the great majority of it can give I a stronger build as we build and as we reason. So here, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Now, in the Scofield Study Bible, it has a superscription here. It says, the earth was made waste and empty by judgment. Now, let me just share this with ones and ones before we even go forward. That first verse is the original creation, right? The original creation. What we find here in the verses afterward is a rebooting of original creation, and comparing it with what some call the missing verses in Genesis, really the revelation that was not revealed there, but in Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 to 26. Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 to 26. And we will also put with that particular reasonment, wisdom, right? The mother's testimony, wisdom's testimony, even in Proverbs chapter 8 as well. But here to this question, how was the earth described after the original creation, right? According to the Hebrew, we say tohu vohu, or tohu with bohu. Tohu with and bohu. Now, this is often brought out as without form and void. Without form and void. Now, there's another area of scripture, I think it's the prophet. All right, let me see if this is it right here, where he says that the earth, he did not create it to be void and without form. Right, I think this is 45 and 18. Let's go to Isaiah 45 and 18. All right, this is how we rightly divide the word of truth, 45 and 18. Isaiah 45 and 18, and we are here. Is it this verse right here? Right. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Isaiah, Yeshayah, 45 and 18. This will now explain why the first verse is explaining the original creation before this, we say, Earth's age, this present Earth age. The Ethiopian calendar marks this as the long count, 7,500, and as per this year, 22 going into 2023, right, 7,515. The short count since the time of the Messiah, the Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, the short count is 2015, right? But adding the 5,500 years, right, prophesied to the coming of Ha Moshiach, we add those years together from what one may call the old, right, and the new, right, together 7,515. That means that we are in what is referred to as the eighth, right, millennia. So this present earth age, that means that there was previous earth age, but they are sealed up. They are part of his treasuries, part of his mysteries, but he gives us the insight in the first verse to the original creation. But between verse 1 and verse 2, something happened. And the scriptural reference to something happened, the earth was made waste and empty by judgment. Jeremiah, Ermias chapter 4, Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 to 26, right? Let's bring this out as well right here. While we are in the beginning, even the beginning of I&I sabbatical studies for this Shabbat strong right here, let's bring this out. Chapter 4, go to Jeremiah chapter 4. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. 4, here we go right here. Verse 23 to 26, and it reads, I beheld the earth, and lo, and look, it was without form and void. Without form and void. Tohu vevohu. Tohu vevohu, modern Hebrew, tohu vevohu, ancient pointing tohu vebohu. Tohu with bohu. It was void, without form, tohu, with and bohu, and it was void. This describes the condition of the earth as a result of the judgment. In verses 24 to 26, we also find that reference, Isaiah 24 and 1. This judgment overthrew the primal order. The primal order of Genesis 1 and 1. And what does Genesis 1 and 1 says? It says, Bereshith bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. In beginning, right, or as we now know by studying the Hebrew scripture, right? We know in wisdom, wisdom is the reshit, and wisdom was there even, we could say, before the creation, according to the testimony in Proverbs chapter 8. So in wisdom, right, he, the powers in singularity, the nature of natures, the powers, Elohim, created the heavens and the earthly plane. That is the original creation. How old is that? Somebody may ask. It could be billions, zillions, trillions. I don't know. How do you count that time? If there's no sun, moon, and stars, how would you count time? By the carbon? Dating? So the primal order was overthrown in Genesis 1 and 1. And we're not saying that carbon dating is not useful, but it's only useful so far. You know, they even say there's a limit to it. But here, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23 says, I beheld the earth, and lo and look, it was without form and void, and she was without form and void, and the heavens, and the what? The heavens. So the heavens were here, and they had no light. Doesn't say let there be light, but they had no light. So there was heavens there. There was the earth there, as we have in Genesis 1 and 1. But the earth didn't have no form. She didn't have no form. And the heavens had no light, no illumination. Verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 24. I beheld the mountains. Oh, so there was mountains. And lo, look, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly, swayed, almost like, you know, like after a bomb or big bang or something, right? Verse 25, I beheld, and lo, there was no man. There was no man to till, but there was no man, right? And all the birds of the heavens were fled. All the birds of the heavens were fled. Verse 26, I beheld and lo and look, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities, there were cities, all the cities thereof was broken down at the presence of Yahweh, at the face, at the perception of he who be, we be, and by his fierce anger. Let's pause right here. These verses right here, right? These verses right here definitely connect what we have here in Bereshit. So a vision was shown to Jeremiah, to Jeremiah, to Ermias, and he brought it forth. Even the language connects with verse 2 where it says, and the earth was without form and void. Now, some people might think, well, that's how it was created. According to the scripture, that would be lo nakon, and not correct, incorrect, right? Here in Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. Now, we're going to have to bring out the Hebrew to get to the fuller, the clearer translation, but here as a basic framework, verse 18, for thus saith Yahweh, thus saith Jehovah that created the heavens, and Elohim himself, the power himself that formed the earth and made it and made her. He has established her. He created her not in vain. He formed her, the earth, to be inhabited. I, Yahuwah, right? I, he who be, who he be, and there is none else. So now one might say by the English translation, they may say, oh, well, yeah, but you don't get it because part of the reason why is because something has not been fully translated here. Let me grab this right here, brothers and sisters and brothers. Let me see if I could bring this out right here just to compare scripture with scripture, because this, the real translation of this, will show that he did not create the earth, right, without form and void, or as it's brought out right here, in vain. He did not create it void and without form. Let me just bring up this verse right here, established, right, and let me bring earth right here so I can just look it up right here, because we got a couple of scriptures open, but we want to have the Hebrew right here side by side. When we looked into the Hebrew, we said, well, that didn't, you know, when we looked into English first, we said, that doesn't prove it right there. But then looking to the Hebrew, said, oh, the translator again. Here we have the Hebrew right here. For thus saith Yahuwah that created the heavens, Kiko Amar Yahuwah Bore Hashemayim Hu. Ki for ko, for like this. Kiko, 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 like for like this, like for thus, the thus sense, ko. Right? Ko hamar, thus sayest. Kiko hamar Yahuwah Bore, he who be who he be, the creator of Bore Hashemayim, the creator of the heavens. Who? He, right? Ha Elohim. He the Elohim. He the powers. He the nature of natures, the power of powers. Who? Ha Elohim Yotzer. Yotzer. Yotzer formed Haaretz, formed the earth. We Osa. We Osa. And made, right? And made Osaha. Osa. And he made her. Right, who? He, right? Konenah, Konenaha. He established Konen, Mekonen, Konen. He established, right? He established her. Lo, it says not Tohu. Wait, Tohu. You remember it says in the beginning, it says void, right? Without form and void. Tohu, Webohu. Right here, after he says he himself hath established her. Who konenaha? Right, he himself has established her. Lo, not tohu, not what? Right. He established her. Right, they use the word create right here, but it's interesting looking at the verbs being used right here. The word create is konan. Which basically means establish, and has link with mekonen, right? Konana, right? Konena, konenaha, right? Establish a lo tohu, right? So he established her not in vain. KJV says not in vain, right? But if they had said this and say he created it not without form, see that same word that says not in vain, the word behind it is tohu. Tohu, and this is the same word that we have in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and it says, and the earth was without. The earth was there, right? But she was what? Without. But here he says that he created it not lo tohu, lo tohu. So this also backs up that the present description of creation is like a rebooting of creation after a cataclysm, right? After a cataclysm. But that cataclysm happened after Genesis 1 and 1. So there's a primal, there's an original. This now begins to explain even some of the most kind of questionable artifacts that go outside of the present, we could say 7 to 8,000 year paradigm that we are told about. He formed her to be inhabited, right? Bera'ah, Bera'ah la Shevet. Right, he formed her, Yitzara, he formed her to be inhabited, right? Ani Yahuwah ve'ein od, I be he who be who he be, and ain od, and there is none other, right? There's like no getting around this, is one way of saying it, right? There is none other, there's none other that has been in continuity. That's why he often refers to the other gods as other gods. But there's another way of interpreting that, as gods that came after. Right? So when we say there's none else, it's like these are ideas, right, of the creator or whatever that men and people made. But the one that's giving us the revelation here is the one that actually, right, created and is revealing it through his prophets. So just a point to that right there, that the earth was not created, right, tohu wabohu. It was not created without form. So that means that what we have in Genesis, right, verse 2, right, is, I can't even say thousands. I can't even say millions. I can't say trillions. I don't, you know, it's impossible to discern. So when they say that the earth is way older, right, this is true. And the true Hebrew perspective always saw that. It was some Christian named Usher who was running around the countryside who wanted to date the earth, who came up with the six literal days. That was never there when implied within the Hebrew. Tohu wabohu, confusion and emptiness, or without form and void and empty. Notice that this is mentioned to state that everything, without exception, right, some say, was created in 6 days or was recreated or brought forward again. There was no pre-existent matter, some say, since Elohim created the heavens and earth, yet the earth was without form and void. The structure of the world was imposed by HaElohim, Bereshith, in Chokmah, in wisdom, through the imposition, right, of his word, right, which we know in the latter days as the Bein Elohim Hayim, by his word. So his word and wisdom. And if the world reverts to original chaos, if the world reverts to original chaos, it is because HaElohim, the nature of natures, the God of gods, the power of powers, would remove his sustaining presence. So if the world does revert to the original chaos, it will be because Exiab, the sustainer, Ha'ilahim, is and has removed his sustaining presence, his sustaining face and grace. Later judgments, right? There are later judgments alluded to, right? And these are also referred to as the Tohu Vavohu, the Tohu Wabohu, as mentioned Isaiah also 34:11, Jeremiah 4:23. Though some say the usage should not be read into. Some say, you know, the meaning implied here. But the meaning implied here, we can reason on it. But this is a very important aspect of the study right here, just to give some emphasis, right? The without form and void in the King James Version, or confused and empty. Confused and empty. Question six. Gonna ride up. Question six. What was the spirit of Elohim doing over, quote, the face of the waters, end quote, in Genesis Bereshith 1 and 2? Right? Now the Hebrew verb is thought to mean hovering, right? Hovering. The Hebrew verb, right, brings out the sense of hovering, such as a bird, as a bird over her young. Thus, we can even point to even many other cultures and other peoples who have somewhat of a similar, though they articulated, even in ancient Egypt, they articulated in a different way, but here in the Hebrew hieroglyphs is bringing out the same sense, that the spirit of Elohim was hovering like a bird or a mother bird over her young. We have this expression also in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11, brooding, the sense of brooding, right, over the waters, over the Mayim, the waters, the Maya, right, in preparation for the creative acts that follow. Note that the expression ruach, my Ruach Elohim, spirit of Elohim, is assuredly speaking of Elohim himself, because the two are one. Question seven, my, what was the first thing that Elohim said, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3? In the Hebrew, the first thing that Hashem said, that Elohim said, was Yehi Or. Yehi, let it be, let it become, Yehi, right? Or, right? Or Awar, Awar, right? Yehi, right? Awar, Yehi, Or, let there be Or, Or. What is Or? Or is light. Let there be light. Notice that this light should not be understood, right, as the light of the sun, or the light of the stars, or the light of the moon, right, that were established vis-a-vis their locations, rotations, and their service vis-a-vis relation to the earthly plane on the fourth day. Note that there. Therefore, when people talk about 6,000, how can they count those first 3 days. Since we count time by the rotation, it said, of the sun and the rotation of the stars and the moon. And that's how we account time, isn't it? Right? Therefore, the only time, according to the way we account time, that we can go far back to is the fourth day, because this is when the sun and the light of the sun and the light of the stars and the moon and their locations and rotations relative to the earthly plane were established on the fourth day. The divine light, right, the Yehi Or, the divine light illumination was extremely brilliant, right, that could see the ends of the world. That is thousands of times, it's said to be thousands of times brighter than the light of the sun. I mean, we even have this in the scripture. There is lights that are brighter than the sun, even though the sun is a very bright light. The idea that Elohim spoke and something was created, it indicates what we can call in the Latin is referred to as ex nihilo. Nihilo, right? Ex nihilo, nihilo, ex nihilo, like from nothing. Or Hebraically, we have it as the yesh. There is me'ayin, may from ayin. There is from nothing. Yesh me'ayin, or ex nihilo, created from nothing. Psalm 33, verse 6 and verse 9, also a point of reference. Couple more questions here before we ride up right here, but just to get hopefully a good foundation right here and a point of reference to reason on. Question 8, why did Elohim, according to the Hebrew scripts, the Hebrew Bible, and here in Bereshit, for Shabbat Bereshit, why did Elohim separate the light from the darkness? Right? Why did he separate, right, the Or from the Choshek, according to Genesis 1 and 4? Elohim separated. Vayavdel, Vayavdel. Right, Vayabdel, Vayavdel, the light, the Or, from the HaChoshek. And he called the light, the Or, Tob, Tob, good, Tawab. This is the same verb that is used later regarding the law of holiness, of set apartness. This is the same verb right here, here, here. We are to distinguish U La Habdil. Ula Habdil, Ula Habdil. We are to distinguish, Ula Habdil, distinguish, discern between the holy, right, and the common, right? We are to distinguish and discern between the set apart, the holy, and the common, or and the profane, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 10:10. And this is the basis for the closing Shabbat. There's a often traditionally there's a closing sabbatical or Shabbat rite and ritual that is known as the Havdalah, because it's distinguishing between the Shabbat day and with the Shabbat fulfillment, right, the so-called beginning, the first day, the new Shabuah, right, and the working week. So the 6 days of the working week, right, distinguished from the Shabbat day. So the closing rite, sabbatical rite and ritual that's known as the Havdalah. A couple more questions right here. At least maybe take this to question 10. Since this was 10 utterances, with 10 utterances. Did you know that Elohim with 10 utterances, right? I'm going to say 10 words, like the commandment called the Ten Commandments is 10 words, and Hebraically signifying the Yod, the Yod, the Yod, or some will say the Iota, right, in the later Koine Coptic Greek, the Iota, which is the first letter of the name of the Father and the Son. Question 9, what did Elohim create on the first day, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Heaven, the heavens, the earth, light, darkness, chaos, void, water, day, night, wind, and perhaps, here's the reasonment, you know, here's the question that's been reasoned on by sages of bygone ages, and even by many ones now, right? Maybe we'll find the answer, perhaps. Perhaps angels. So again, we have heaven, the heavens, the earthly plane, light, darkness, chaos or chaos, void, water, day, night, wind, right? Wind. So we have 3, 6, 9, 10, right? We have 10, right? There's 10. And some say perhaps angels, perhaps angels. Now, according to some of the other sages and some of the ancient sages of Torah, the very first thing that Elohim created was the throne of glory. So according to some of the Torah sages, and they go into the scripts and they reason, and it's an interesting reasonment, like among brethren, like come, make we reason together. Some of the ancient sages in that same tribe, right, reason together. And in their reasoning together, many of them came to the conclusion, based on the scriptures, that the first thing that Elohim created was the throne of his glory. And here again, we like to put the Ethiopic, what we call our Ethiopic Talmud, Ethiopian Hebrew Talmud. We like to put the Kevra Neges, right, the Queen of Sheba, knowing son Menelik, as a point of reference for this reasonment. And then followed by the angels, right? And then the heavens, earth, etc. But there's a big question, you know, concerning the messengers or the angels. When were they created, right? But we have clearly in the scripts, in the scriptures, in the first chapter, and here in Bereshis, we have 10, right? 10 creations, right? Again, the heavens, earth, light, darkness, chaos, void, water, day, night, and wind. And this now also matches the other teaching from the sages that with 10 words, and you can count them, with 10 words did he create the creation, 10 words, right? It was 10 words. Question 10 right here, 10 right here says, what does the Hebrew word yom, right? Yom mean. Now, this was found in Hebrew, right? And also in other Shemitic and Afro-Shemitic languages, like, for example, Ge'ez. In the Ge'ez, the same word for day is yom. Some might say nowadays yawam, right? And more of a baby Hebrew, but yawam, contracted, yom, right? What does the Hebrew word yom mean, according to Genesis 1 and 5? Now, in general, this word is brought out as day. And I think the confusion, right, in the translation, right, is what people say in whatever translated language, how they define day, but they have not looked at how the Hebrew defines day, what we call the HD, the Hebrew definition. In general, yom can refer to the period of light as contrasted with the period of darkness. And this was brought out even in the first chapter of HaTorah, Genesis chapter 1. So yom, often translated as day, the yom can refer to the period of light as contrasted with the period of darkness, or as we would say, disillumination, with no light, no illumination of light. And therefore, it is relational to the measurement of the extent of sunlight from the perspective of this earthly plane, sunlight, and its relative position. In other words, daylight. The word can also refer, right, especially nowadays, to a 24-hour solar day that includes both evening and morning and night and everything. But correctly, Yeshua HaMoshiach says, know you not that there are 12 hours in a yom? So the world says 24, but Rabbeinu Yeshua, he says 12, right, the evening and morning period. Now, an hour in Hebrew is known as a sha'ah, sha'ah, sha'ah. right? We have sa'at in Amharic, sa'at, an hour. An hour is calculated by taking the total time, right, of daylight, some say from sunrise until sunset, of a particular day, and dividing it into 12 equal parts. This is called the sha'ah zamanit, sha'ah zamanit, right? Or a proportional hour, keeping it in proportion. Since the duration of daylight varies according to seasons of the shana of the year, a proportionate hour will therefore also vary by the season. For example, if the sun rises, or the light of the sun, if the light of the sun rises at 4:30 a.m. and the light of the sun sets at 7:30 p.m., the total time of daylight is 15 hours. 15 hours, 60 minutes is 900, which divides by 12, it yields a proportional hour, or what we call the Sha'at Zamanit in Hebrew, a proportional hour of 75 minutes. Now, the, quote, sixth hour of the day is what's known as the, quote, sixth hour of the day. Therefore, it begins 450 minutes after sunrise, or about 11:30 in the morning. So see, when we are speaking about day, right, and this time thing, remember the scripture says they shall seek to change what? Laws, right, times and laws, right, the times before laws in Daniel and Daniel's prophecy. One more question. Those are 10, but let's just 11, because this is a part of the whole day idea. What does a day, right, or when does a day begin? According to the Torah, right, when does the day, the Torah repeats the formula. It was evening and it was morning one day. Evening and morning one day. Therefore, day follows night. And hence, we start the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and feasts and festivals, and anything other that's holy and important at when the sunlight set of the night, or in the evening of the night before, is when the Shabbat and other feasts and festivals according to the Torah time, evening and morning, based on that principle. The fact that light was created or separated, right, out of or from darkness, it implies, the implication here is that day, the yom, it follows the night. The day, it follows the night, and not, as we have been told and taught, the other way around. Now, there's a little bit more on day right here, but let's pick up with this as we move forward. There's another question. Just looking at the time, we got like 14 minutes. I'd like to at least get through some of the basics right here, right? So we'll pause right here, right, at this 11th question. Like I said, there's about 90 of them, right? But even from some of those questions, more reason and reasonment, you know, is in order. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, let's take a pause for the chorus right here as we get ready to ride up with this first sabbatical study, to give ear, and to hear right here. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom and Shavuot Tov. We're already at the beginning of the, we're in the period of time right here where we are evening, you know, the evening. So the evening, right, is the beginning of the day. You know, the evening. So evening and the morning and those 12 or so hours, right, the 12 hours of the day. So right here, let's bring forward the baraka, right, the baraka, the blessing before the reading. Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak.
Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and I see forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
A God and is terrible among men, even no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is terrible among men, even no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, what a weak a tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Creation, creation, creation. Creation, creation, creation. From creation.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. Chapter 1.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'Haben, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, Ha'ab, and of the Son, Ha'ben, and of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, He who be who He be, the One.
Bereishis Aleph, Bereishis Bara Elohim, Eit HaShemayim Ve'Eit HaAretz, Ve'HaAretz Haita Tohua Ve'Bohua Ve'Choshekta Ala Pnei HaTehom, Ve'Ruach Elohim Me'Rachefeta Ala Pnei HaMayim, 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 HaMayim.
The first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, called Genesis, Sefer Bereishit. First book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 1, the original creation. Bereishit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. In the beginning, Bereishit, Elohim created the heavens, ha-shamayim, and the earth, ha-aretz. The earth made waste and empty by judgment. Verse 2. And the earth was a tohu, a tohu, a tohu, a tohu. And the earth was without form and void. And choshe, choshe, darkness was upon the face of the tohum, the deep. And the ruach, the spirit, irit, of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters, the waters, the waters, the waters. The new beginning, the first day, light diffused. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was tov, that it was good, good, good. Ki tov, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. He called night. He called and evening, 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 evening. And the evening and the morning were the first, the first, day, the first, day, the first, day, the day, the day, the day. Vayhi erev, erev, erev. Vayhi boker, yom echad, echad, echad. The second day, vapor above, water below, verse 6. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening, erev, and the boker were the second day. The third day, land and sea, plant life appears. Verse 9. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good, was good, was good. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Ki tov. And the evening, the erev, and the boker, the morning, were the third day. The third day. The third day. The fourth day, the sun, moon, and stars become visible. Verse 14.
Bereishis aleif sheni. Vayomer Elohim, Wehi me orota biar ki ahashmaim, le havadil beina hayom ubeina halaila, we hayua le otota ula moedima ula yamima we shanin 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 shanin.
Verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw ki tov, that it was, that it good, was, that it good, was. And the evening, erev, and the morning, boker, were the fourth day. The fifth day, the second creative act, animal life. Verse 20. And Elohim said, Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw, he told, that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening, erev, and the morning, boker, were the fifth day.
Bereishis aleph shelishi. Vayomer Elohim tozeh haaretz nefesh haya le miyanaha beheima varemes vehayto aretz le miyanaha vayehi
kein. The sixth day, 1. The fecundity, fruitfulness of the earth after the creative work of the fifth day. Verse 24, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw, he told, that it was told, that it was good, that it was good, that it was the good. Sixth day, 2. The creation of man. Verse 26. And Elohim said, Vayomer Elohim, Na'aseh Adam bi'etz alamim, ki yadeh mudeh. Let us, I and I, make man in our I and I image, after our I and I like, I and I like, I and I like, I and I like. Ve'yirdu. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them. Vayibra Elohim et ha'adam bi'tzalmo bi'tzelem. Elohim bara oto zakara unekeba bara otam. The first dispensation, innocency. The first or Edenic covenant. condition the life of unfallen man. Verse 28. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, to you it shall be for meal. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, for meat, for meat, for meat. I have given every green herb for meal. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and hine, behold, look and see, it was very good. Tov me'od, me'od. And the evening, erev, erev, and the morning, boker, boker, were the sixth day, 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 day. First book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 2. The Sabbath rest of Elohim, type of the believers, the mitmanan, the faithful's rest in the finished work of redemption. Redemption. Verse 1. Thus, like this, Hashemayim, the heavens, and Haaretz, the earth, were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made.
Bereshis Beit Revi'i. Hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Sheni. The second aliyah, second up offering for this Shabbat Bereshis, Sabbath in the beginning. Eile toldot ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretza be-hi bara'am be-yoma esota yahowa Elohim aretza ve-shemayim. Eile toldot, these are the generations. Eile toldot ha-shamayim, these are the generations of the heavens, of the heavens. Eile toldot ha-shamayim ve-ha-aretz be-hi-bar-am be-yoma esoti yahowa Elohim aretz ve-shamayim. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Eile toldot ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretz be-hi-bar-am be-yom, in the day that Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, made earth and heaven. Be-yom esoti Yehovah Elohim aretza ve-shamayim.
Summary of the creation work of chapter 1, verse 4. These are the generations of Hashemayim, the heavens, and Haaretz, the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Yahweh Elohim made the earth and Hashemayim, the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, the ground, the ground. The creative act of Genesis 1. Verse 27 described. Verse 7. And the Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living, 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 the habitation of unfallen man and the Edenic covenant. Verse 8. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence, from there, it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. Gion, the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia, the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahweh Elohim, and the Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema, give ear, right here, verse 20, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Bereshith, Beit, hear, for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third reading, the third offering up, an offering for this Shabbat, Bereish. Vayikra ha-Adam ha-Shemot li-kol ha-Behema u'al of ha-Shemaim u'l-kol ha-Hayata ha-Sade u'l-Adam lo-Matza Ezer k'negdo. And the man, and Adam, and Adam gave names called names. Vayikra ha-Adam shemot. To all cattle, li-kol ha-behema. And to the fowl of the air, ul-of ha-shamayim. And to every beast of the field, ul-kol ha-hayata ha-sadeh. But for Adam, ul-Adam, there was not found lo matza a help meet for him. Ezer Kenegdo. 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 And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. The method of the creation of woman. Verse 21. And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her to the mind. Eve, type of the church as bride of Christ, bride of Mashiach. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, she shall be called Isha, because she was taken out of man, because she was taken out of Ish. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and Ishto, his wife, his Isha, and were not ashamed. Hebrew book, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 3, the temptation of Eve. First, the implied doubt of the benevolence of Elohim, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahuwah Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath Elohim said, y'all, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The temptation of Eve. Second, adding to the word of Elohim. Verse 2. And the woman said to Ha-Nahash, to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim have said, ye, y'all, shall not eat of it, neither shall y'all touch it, lest y'all die. The temptation of Eve, ever. Hawa. Heard the first lie. Verse 4, and Ha-Nahash, and the serpent said to the woman, ye, y'all, shall not surely die. The temptation of Eve. Fourth, the appeal to pride. Verse 5, for Elohim doth know that in the day y'all eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye, y'all, shall be as Elohim, as gods, knowing good and evil. The temptation of Eve. Fifthly, the fall. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. The seeking Elohim, his Sabbath rest broken, his new work begun. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Ishto, his wife, hid themselves from the presence, the face of Yahweh Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And the Yahweh Elohim called to Adam and said to him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee, that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, Ha-Nahash, the serpent beguiled me, tricked I. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The second, or Adamic covenant. Verse 14, and Yahweh Elohim said to Ha-Nahash, to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee, I, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. To the woman, Isha, To the woman,
to the woman,
he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And to Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, I saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. The faith of Adam, verse 20. And Adam called Ishtos, his Ishas, his wife's name, Hawa, because she was the mother of all living. The response of Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, to the faith of Adam, verse 21. To Adam also and to Ishtos, his wife, did Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, make coats of skins and clothe them. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear, for the Revi'i Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, the Reishith, Sabbath in the beginning, this Aliyah, some term this as the Hamishi, the fifth, we term this as the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, the Reishith, Sinbet, the Majamaria. Why, Yomer, Yahuwah, Elohim hein ha'adam ha'ya ke'achada mimenu la da'ata tova wa'ra'a we'ata pena yishlach yado we'lakach gama me'etza ha'chayim we'akal wa'chay le'olam. And Yahweh Jehovah Elohim said, Vayomeri Yahuwah Elohim. And Jehovah Elohim said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Vayomeri Yahuwah Elohim. Hein ha'adam ha'ya ka'achada mimenu. To know good and evil, la da'ata tova wa'ra'a. And now, wa'ata, lest he put forth his hand, pena yishlach yado, and take also of the tree of life, wilakach gam me'etzah ha'chayim, and eat, wa'akal, and live for Iva, wa'chay le'olam. The judgment of the expulsion ends the first dispensation. Verse 22. And Yahuwah Elohim said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know tov v'ra'a, good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. The second dispensation, conscience. Verse 21. Therefore, Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence and where he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden
Kirubim,
cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the Etz Hayim, the tree of life. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis chapter 4, the first sons of Adam and Eve, Hawa. And Adam knew Hawa, ever, Haywan, Ishto, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Yahuwah. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain and Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Yahuwah, he who be who he be, and Abel. He also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Yahweh had respect to Abel, Abel, and to his offering. But to Cain, Cain, and to his offering, he had not respect. He had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Cain exhorted, even yet to bring a chataat, a sin offering. And Yahweh said to Cain, why art thou wroth? Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance, thy face fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, chatiat, sin, lieth at the door. And to thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. The first murder. History of Cain, Verse 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Yahweh said to Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. And I, my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood, crieth to me, crieth to I from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield to thee I her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said to Yahuwah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy presence shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And Yahuwah said to him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, king, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. The first civilization, verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence, from the face of Yahuwah, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain, Cain knew Ishto, knew his Isha. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And to Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech, 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 begat Lamech.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, give ear. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. For the Hamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bereishis, Sabbath, in the beginning here, picking up with Bereishis, Dalet, the fourth chapter of Moshe's first book, the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Bereishis, Dalet, here, Genesis chapter 4, here at verse 19, for the Hamishi Aliyah, fifth breeding, fifth of offering for this Shabbat, Bereishis, Wayikachlo, Lemek, Shite Nashim Shem Ha Achat Ada with Shem Ha Shenit Sila.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters. I don't know what happened with that audible right there. Yeah, technological fights even here on the air. But let's pick up with this right here. As we go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 19, just going to verse this out right here, these two aliyos right here in Genesis. Hold on for a moment. Got an echo right here. Give me one moment. Yes, yes, yes. So Genesis, here we're at Genesis chapter 4 for the Hamishi aliyah right here. Genesis chapter 4 at verse 19, to Genesis chapter 5. Verse 24. So I'm going to basically just go from the Hebrew right here, right? Chapter 4, verse 19. So here we are right here, verse 19. Give me one moment. What's going on right here? All right. Genesis chapter 4, verse 19. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, okay, so here we are at the, okay, there's something wrong with the numbering right there. Okay, Genesis chapter 4, right, 4 verse 19. Okay, okay, the page right here. Here we go. For the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah right here for the Shabbat Bereshis. Wayikalo Lemek Shiteya Nashima Shema Ha Achat Adda Shema Ha Shenit Silah. And Lamech, right, and Lamech took to him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zilah, or Selah. Wayikaloa Lemek Shite Nashim Wayikah, and he took Lau for himself. Wayikalo, and he took for himself Lemek took for himself Shite to Nashim. Shite Nashim, two wives. Shame, name Ha Achat of the first, Ada, with shame, and name Ha Shenit of the second, Selah. And Ada bore Jabal, and he was the father of such as dwell in tents and have cattle. And his brother's name was Yubal or Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and pipe. And Selah or Zillah, she also bore Tubal Ayin, Tubal Cain, the forger of every cunning instrument of brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain, Tubal Cain, was Naama. And Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye your wives of Lamech. Hearken to my speech, for I have slain a man for wounding me, and a young man for bruising me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech seventy and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, Ishto, Esheto, his offset again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For Elohim hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahweh, of Yahweh. So here, we are at Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, picking up with chapter 5 of Bereshith of Genesis, chapter 5. Zesefer Todot Adam B'yom Barah. Beyond Bero, Slika. Ze Sefer Toldot Adam Beyom Bero. Elohim Adam Bia Demut Elohim Asa Oto. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Ze, this, Sefer, This is the Sefer, Sefer, the cipher, the book. Ze Sefer Toldot. This is the book of the generations, Toldot, Adam, the generations of Adam. Beyom, in the day, Bero, Bero. He creating Elohim, Elohim creating Adam. In the day that Elohim created man or Adam, in the likeness of Elohim, made he him. Bero Elohim Adam, be demut in likeness Elohim. Asa, made Oto, made him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he begot Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh, or Enosh. And Seth lived after he begot Enosh 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan, and begot Canaan. And Enosh lived after he begot Canaan 815 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared or Yared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Yared or Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Hanok and Enoch. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Hanok, Enoch walked with Elohim. And Enoch walked with Hailahim. Wayayitahaleka Hanok etaha Elohim. After he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Hanok of Enoch were 365 years. And Hanok walked with Ha Elohim, with the Elohim. Wayitahalek Hanok etaha Elohim. And he was not with a name, for Elohim took him. Ki lakach oto Elohim.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i. Hear for the seventh father.
Apologies. Yeah, that audio right there seems to have gotten corrupted. So we're going to ride up right here for the Shabi'i, for the sixth Aliyah right here, for the Shabbat Reishis. 6 Aliyah right here. Yes, I. Here at Genesis chapter 5, verse 25, for the speak of the seventh Shabi'i, the seventh Aliyah, the Shabi'i, seventh, the fulfillment Aliyah right here, 7 Aliyahs per Shabbat, there's 7 readings here, the seventh, Shabi'i, Genesis chapter 5, verse 25. Waihi mitu salah shabah uwa shemonim shana uwa meata shana waya yoleda eta lamech. And Methuselah lived. Waihi mitu salah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. Waihi mitu salah shabah Ua shmonim shana, ua me'ata shana, vayoled et Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah. He called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands that cometh from the ground that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fear, and they took them wives whomsoever they chose. And Yahuwah said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, to time indefinite, for that he also is flesh. Therefore shall his days be 120 years. The Nephilim, the fallen ones, the Nephilim were in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the Bnei Ha'elohim, when the sons of the Elohim came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown, the men of the name, the men of name." And here, at the fifth verse, we have the Maftir for this Shabbat Bereshith. Wayar Yahuwah kia rabba ra'ata ha'adama ba'aretza v'kola yetzera machshavot libo rak ra'a kol hayom. And Yahuwah saw that the wickedness, the wretchedness of man, the ra'ra, was great in the earth, in the earthly plane. Wayar Elohim, and Slika, Wayar Yahuwah, and Yahweh Jehovah saw. Wayar Yahuwah, and he who be, we be, saw. Wayar Yahuwah ki, that Rabba, Nuf, Ki Raba, that Nuf Nuf, Ra'at, Ra'at, the evil, the Ra'ra, Ha Adam, of the man of Adam, Ba'aret, in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Recall and all, Yetzer, Yetzer, like the formations, the creation, the imagination, what he forms, like what he forms, Machishabot, Machishabot, his thinking, all the forms of his thinking. Recall Yetzer Machishabot, Libo, of his heart. Rak, Rak was only Ra'a, was only Ra'a, was only evil, hurtful, harmful, unkind, bad. Rak, Ra'a, Kol Hayom, all the day, Kol Hayom. Wayar Yahua Kia Rabba Ra'at Ha Adam Ba'aret. Recall Yetzer Machishabot Libo, Rak, Ra'a, Kol Hayom. And it repented. Wayinachem, and it caused him to sigh, caused Elohim to sigh. Just had to make a point about that because people get it confused from the English. Caused him to like sigh, like, Wayinachem Yahuwah kol asa et ha'adam ba'aret. Wayayita atzeba illa libo, and it repented, cause he who he be to sigh that he had made man, Ha'adam, the Adam, on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Wayita atzeb illa libo, and Yahuwah Jehovah said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the earth. I will blot out the Adam, Ha'adam, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowl of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah, with Noah, Matzachin, Ainei, Yahuwah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'chayilu. Glory be to the word, sound, and power. Kabur l'abinu, l'malkenu. Glory be to Ainei, Father, and King. Kabur l'kadamawi, halasalase. Glory be to the first power, the Father. Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. Apologies be on the bad audible, but let's move forward here with the Baraka, after the fuller Baraka, after the reading of HaTorah, here for the first, for Shabbat Bereshit.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Ainai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Ainai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jaloh. Wa imru, amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein ha-Torah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzach bedebreihem haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 42. Verses 5 to chapter 43, verse 11. Thus saith El Yahweh, Ruku, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath to the people upon it, and spirit manifest, Ruach, to them that walk therein. I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to Yahweh, Buruku, a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness, the midbar, and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doeth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains, the Tararut. Let them give glory, Kabbora, to Yahweh Buruku, and declare his praise in the island. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all of their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our Elohim. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh, Baruch Hu, is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient to his laws. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire, Issat, round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Chapter 43. But now, thus saith Yahweh, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire of the Issat, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh thy Elohim, the Kedus on the Israel, thy Savior, Baruch Hu. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory, Kabor. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear, Shema, and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, Baruch Hu, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no El form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, Baruch Hu, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Dimsu, Kebole Haidu, Kebo Kedemawe Hale Selassie. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. In the name of the King of Kings, Kedemawe Hale Selassie, Nugus Negesa Ethiopia, Vesem Getachim in the Hanatachin, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
So here we have the Brit Chadasha read, but there's a time right here, only 5 minutes, and the audible is about 8, and then we have more to build on this first Torah reading and feeding Bereshit. So much packed in right here, one can go a whole year in studying just this Torah reading and feeding, and there's a lot of levels. But right here on the air, getting ready for the first day, so as we say, Shavuot Tov. A good 7 days to come, seeing that the first day coming forward, what the Gentiles call Sunday, Hebraically the Yom HaRishon. So here part of the Havdalah, like the sealing up of the Sabbath, sealing up of the Sabbath time, we have a psalm right here. One of the psalms, Sabbath seal psalm, getting ready for the first day, even here on the air in the podcast right here. We have Psalm 144. 144, and it's a baraka, a blessing right here. Interesting that it uses warfare kind of terminology, but then it's often said that business is another form of war. So, you know, prosper in Yahuwah and He who be, we be in the upcoming Shabuah. Shabuah Tov, Melkon Ahud right here,
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes. So here, sealing up the Shabbat time, moving forward to the first day, looking forward to the first day service coming up momentarily right here, and here the outro, 67.
Psalm 67. Yes, sir. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Yes. First day service, Sunday service, Shavuot Tov. Malcolm and Hood beginning right now, now. Join I now in the ear, also on the live stream. Rastafari Israelite. Yes, I. Rastafari. Good, strong 7 to come.